أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, Qari Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue using you to inspire the hearts of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to recite the Quran in a manner in which this young Qari has recited the Quran. InshaAllah, we have understood after hearing that type of recitation that what is the objective and the purpose of this particular program. We have made a special request on behalf of the Jamiat that especially the Huffaz and together with them their parents, etc., should be present in this particular majlis for this evening. And there's a real reason behind this type of a program. Every year we normally have this type of programs, and we have been fortunate, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mufti Sahab having just returned from Umrah, gracing us in Durban this evening This is a program that he has very willingly, without any hesitation, accepted to conduct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him jazai khair, give him long life, and let us continue benefiting and keep his shadow upon us for a long time. I just want to mention two incidents before I'm going to call Hazrat Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab doesn't need no introduction, especially in Masjid al-Nur. So I'm not going to speak anything with regard to Mufti Sahab. I just want to mention two incidents. Last year, in the Jamiatul Ulama, we received some queries. There are some boys who are studying overseas, and there were two specific queries that we had received. One was one person sent a message to our Amir Manana Ahmed Mohammadi to tell him, he was his student also, that there were some boys, one boy particularly, who was reciting Taraweeh, and whilst reciting the Taraweeh, it was noticed that he was looking in the Quran whilst reciting. After quite a number of nights had gone by, and there was a small light on in the mihrab, and somebody noticed that he was reciting the Quran Pak whilst performing Salatul Taraweeh. And another very concerning query that we had received was one particular boy. He had this habit before Ramadan that he had bad habits, and because drugs are very, very freely available in the place where they were studying, this boy used to indulge in drugs. But he knew the Quran so well also, and he was able to recite Salatul Taraweeh. And then somebody brought to their notice that this particular person is indulging in drugs, yet he is being allowed to lead the Salatul Taraweeh. So these two queries, I thought that it's necessary for you to understand the backdrop of this particular program, especially those of us who are huffaz, and those of us who are parents of children who are huffaz. Does our responsibility end by only ensuring that our son has made mukammal and takmeel of the Quran? Is that the be-all and end-all of the responsibility of the parent? Or does it extend to something further than that? And as a hafiz al-Quran, what is our responsibility? What is our duty? How are we supposed to be conducting ourselves? Unfortunately, we get numerous reports that before the month of Ramadan comes in, and sometimes immediately after the month of Ramadan, some of the manner in which some of the boys who are supposed to be from the Junoodullah, from the army of Allah, because a hafiz is not an ordinary person. He's a very significant person. Allah chose his heart. A parent might not give his car keys, or he might not give his shop keys to his son. He'll say, no, you are too young. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a young boy who might be 7 and 8 years of age and made his heart be the protection of the Quran Pak. So how significant is the hafiz al-Quran? We can't explain his significance. Well, inshallah, Mufti Sahib has very widely traveled. He'll tell you, inshallah, maybe some of the incidents of some of the countries in South America that Mufti Sahib has traveled, and how fortunate we are here in South Africa. In our masajid, we have 4 or 5 hufaz, and sometime in some private majlises, there are 6 and 7 boys or 8 boys performing Salatul Taraweeh. And how fortunate we are, whereas in some countries in the world, many of them don't even know it's the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, without further ado, I request Hazrat Mufti Sahab to address us. Let us listen attentively. We will also have a Q&A session. Mufti Sahab can answer any question, alhamdulillah, but if particularly we can keep it focused on this particular topic, being the Mubarak auspicious month of Ramadan and the Quran that is going to be our focus theme and topic, it will be appreciated. Inshallah. Jazakumullah.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see so many young and old people here on this night of Jumu'ah gives me such hope, inspiration. Inshallah, our Deenul Islam, as we stand currently in Africa, in the world, per capita, if you take South Africa, we have the greatest amount of huffaz in the whole world. Brothers, we don't know what Allah has given us. We need to make qadr of it. Maulana mentioned that I should tell you some incidents. I will mention to you certain incidents just now. But let's start with the positive always. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, when we build a masjid, then we connect that masjid to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. When we study hadith, then we have a chain of transmission. We say this hadith was reported by Imam Malik from his teacher Nafi, from his teacher Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Then you connect ourselves to the master Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when we link ourselves up to Quran Kareem, brothers, then we are linking ourselves directly with Almighty Allah Jalla. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, oh, you have become a hafiz. My attribute, my quality, I transfer it to you. Wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah Himself is hafiz. His attribute is hafiz. Today, Hafiz Muhammad, Hafiz Jamil, Hafiz Abu Bakr, Hafiz Umar, Hafiz Naeem, Hafiz Abdullah, Hafiz Amatullah, Hafiz Fatima. Imagine that attribute quality is given to you and to me. Next one, brothers, the month of Ramadan, our Qari Sufyan, wonderful rendition of the noble Quran. Brothers, sisters, month of Ramadan is just now, plus minus, just above 2 weeks away. Study the Ramadan of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily. The Master alayhi salatu salam would read the Quran Sharif to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam would recite the Quran Sharif to the Master alayhi salatu salam. There was muzakara. So you and me, what we need to do? That from now, start our tarteeb. You know, when we're doing hifz, we say, listen to my door. I'm reading on the musalla, check my door, listen to my door. So this hafiz is worried. But every one of us, your husband read to your wife, wife read to the husband. And see, Allah will inshallah make your house full of barakah and the hearts will be united, there will be unity of thought. You will go in the same direction. So all of you can make this a special Ramadan 1437, 2016, inshallah. If you take our great ulama who we saw, and some of them our honorable teachers, my honorable ustaz, Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Hafizahullah, today he's 94, 95 years old approximately. Brothers, in 27 days he became Hafiz of the entire Quran Sharif. One day, just in passing, while teaching, Hazrat mentioned it, but you know, not very clearly also. So when Hazrat came to South Africa, I asked Hazrat, I was alone, I said, Hazrat, himmat nahi hui darasgah mein Hazrat se hum daryaf kare, we asked Hazrat. But Hazrat, 27 days, like, how you managed? He said, ke asal waqia, what happened was, in that town, in that village there was no hafiz, all the people were so concerned and worried. They had who's going to perform Tarawih, so Hazrat was still studying. And he was 16 years old or so. He said, don't worry, me imamat kar lunga. I will perform the Tarawih. But some people knew Hazrat was not Hafiz. He said, me sehri se lekar iftar tak yaad karta tha, and then I made the Tarawih, Allah ki fazal se ho gaya. See, brother. People who are living. We're not speaking of Sahaba time and Tabi'een and all this thing. So brothers, the more we attach ourselves to Quran Sharif. Hazrat Alimiya, Hazrat Shaykh Abul Hassan al-Nadwi, rahimahullah, when he used to go to the Haram, Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, so the Imam of the Haram or one of the Shuyukh of the Haram told him, Ya Fadilat al-Ustad, Ya Shaykh Abul Hassan, that you see that youngster, Inna Fulanan Yahfadul Quran, That youngster there, he is becoming a hafiz of Quran. You need to be a sheikh like Abu al-Hasan Nadwi to answer, rahimahullah. He said, you're telling me that he's becoming hafiz of Quran, my young sons, my young children. He, Abu al-Hasan Nadwi, sheikh, rahimahullah, said, وَالْقُرْآنُ يَحْفَظُهُ, and the Quran will protect him. How the Quran protected Abu al-Hasan himself? It's Friday. Yes, somebody asked me, NKR, what it means? One day we were traveling with Mufti Rizal al-Haq sahab, my ustad, and Moshe Bir sahab, and then, so I saw NKR in front, you know, so I asked Moshe Bir sahab, you know what is NKR? He said, no. I say, NN is Newcastle, I was there 20 years. So NKR, N, Natal, KR, Klip Rafir, is the Klip River, but now I got new meaning there, no kitab reading. So one day here in Durban, I know the Imam Bichara, he's alive also. But he left Durban, mashallah, one a great reader. So Fajr time he read, Wazariyati Zarwa, a difficult surah 50 years ago, who know Wazariyati and all that. So Bichara, he got stuck in Fajr time, neutral gay, you can't go front, you can't go back, Bichara, the bajis are back. So the Muazzin from Malawi, he say, Shia lo tatabuye. Just leave this one and take another surah. What was Zariyati and all that? So anyway, see brothers, when we attach ourselves to Quran Kareem, it's Friday, it's Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi rahimahullah, 14 times he read Surah Yasin that day alone. For his father, for his mother, for his siblings, he had no children, for his honorable wife who passed away, and for so many people, and 100% ready for Jummah, ghusl, everything, and Malakul Maut comes and takes him away. I was in the Haram, 27 night, 1999, 2 million people, they Sheikh, you know, if you're in the Haram, 27 night, and Sheikh Sudeh is that time, that time was not like now. Now they changed the tartib little bit. That time they used to read witr salat even after Taraweeh. Now they read in the last 10 nights only after the Qiyamul Layl. So that time, you know, Sheikh Sudeh's 92 to 99 was the seen and sheen. Sudeh's and Shuraim business, you know. You will never get Taraweeh in the world again like that. It was just out of this world. So anyway, so Sheikh Abdullah Subayil, there's 10, 12 janazas there. He announced, we're reading Salatul Janaza ala Samahati Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi. So I'm right there in Safa Marwa and I started crying. So that Arab is asking me, who's this person? I said, Alimun Fadilun min al Hind, a giant scholar we lost from India. He passed away a few days ago, buried everything. But they waited for 27 night to read the Salatul Janaza in absentia in Makkah Mukarrama Haram and Madinah Munawwara for an Indian alim. This is when you attach yourself to Quran, brothers. So think about it. We go to Baqi, our brother here, mashallah, we just came back that last week Sunday, they were all together in the group. So, make dua, brother's wife also is sick, Allah give them all shifa. So, if you go to Baqi, you will find Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam, rahimahullah. His grave is right in front where Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya Nawwarullah Marqadahu is buried. There where the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt are buried. You know, in 65 he passed away, 64, 65. So, when they re-dug, they found the body intact, 100%. They were amazed. When they went to the family, they asked, "Did what action Sheikh used to do?" I said, "No, everything." I said, "No, there's something." The family made mashura. They said, "Yes, there's one action. Whenever Sheikh saw a person as a hafiz, young boy, whoever, Sheikh would never stretch his foot in the direction of that person." So much love and respect for the Hafiz. Allah Azza wa Jalla preserve his body even after death. See, brothers. So many incidents we can mention to you. So that's on the positive side, brothers. Now we come on the negative side. I'll just tell you two incidents. 2014, I was in South America. I went to Brazil. It was Asr time. It's obvious we all fasting. So the Imam is a Maulana from South Africa. So I asked him, who's all these brothers? They say, all Palestinians. I got very happy because I love Palestine. So I started speaking to them in Arabic and whatever. So they were so amazed and astonished. They say, Sheikh, you know more about Palestine than us. You know. So anyway, after Maghrib was supper and whatever, then after Isha, Maulana is speaking about that youngster with a small light and all that. So anyway, the Imam Sahib, he read the Isha Salat. And then he stood up. He said, no, we got the big sheikh here. He looked at my size, you know. We got the big sheikh here. And tonight we're not reading 8 rakats tarawih, we're reading 4 rakats tarawih. You see, when you play with deen, from 20 they brought to 8. Now I'm there and he's announcing we're reading 4. I'm musafir, so me, you don't know. Now how they read the 4? So he was there, I'm right behind him, the Imam is here. So, walad dalin, they all say Ameen. Then he moves slightly to the right. The big Quran Sharif is open, and he looks inside and is reading. One page. Then he makes ruku, sajda. Then again, stands up, comes back on his place. Then, walad dalin, he moves to the right again. Then he looks at the second page, he finishes there. Makes salam, then stands up, turn the page now. So, the third, fourth rakat, same way. Then everybody relaxed, then the kahwa and the chai and everything come. We say, 4 rakats, we read 4 pages, we're all very tired now. So that Maulana tell me, you lucky you came in the ending of the month. If you came in the beginning, they were brought the hookah and all the hubbly bubbly inside the masjid and all these things. All this in Brazil. Say, no, Tarabi, we must wake it up a little bit, you can't. See. Till way to way things have gone. Then I gave them a little bit fazilat about hifz. Not one hafiz. Last year, 2015, I landed up in the Caribbean. Barbados and this Guyana and all these places. Grenada and all. When I went to Guyana, 100 masajid in Guyana. Beautiful masajid. 80% don't have Quran, Tarawih, complete Quran. So every masjid I have to deliver lectures, I see, but why? The 2 or 3 places, the Imam, the Maulana told me, he said, hey, think, hey, we get finished quick, it's done, man. Now imagine the Maulana spoke like that, what is left? You see, brothers, therefore each one here, my son, my brother, my daughter, you parents, Allah has selected us, make qadr of this. And how we make qadr, make sure, alhamdulillah, I travel, even now we'll go again, inshallah, this Ramadan. People ask me, where you perform Tarawih? I say, me, I'm one man, one vote business, you understand? Those women, they write, they want to become murid and all that. I say, you go to our Hazrat Mawlana Patel, Rahimahullah, it's 5 years now, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. So that time I should tell them, now we tell them, go to Mawlana Im Sahib and our Mawlana Dawood Siddhat Sahib and all of them, you know. So anyway, so I said, I only got one murid. My one wife we got, so she's my murid. One man, one vote, you understand? So I read Tarawih and she's behind me. So the last year or 2 years ago, I was reading. So I got stuck one place, so she corrected me. So I asked her, Fatima, how come? She said, forever you make mistake the same place. I said, Fatima, for that thing is $100. Today you made my day. You're listening properly. You understood? You understand? So that's how our Tarawih is. One day here, one day there, one day there. How the Quran was revealed, different places. We make Tarawih like that also, alhamdulillah. See, brothers, I give you one incident, then I'll start the topic that we are here for. We must learn Quran Sharif. We must learn Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. We must learn about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We must learn about the Awliyaullah. That is the sequence. There is a wali. His name Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahimahullah. For you and me, it holds great context. We are living also in South Africa. We know the uncertainty and all these things. Today when I was coming, they gave me 3 or 4 newspapers I was reading. So some people are speculating the dollar will re-go 60 rand a dollar. In 2 years' time and 3 years' time. You tell a businessman that he'll get out of the heart attack straight away, you know.
Bichara earful more tasbih. Don't have tasbih. No more tasbih. They call worry beads. You understand? All the worries, you know. Understand? So anyway, brothers, leave all that. So Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, rahimahullah, is sleeping. He sees that one night is in a church. Second night, again he sees in a church. Third night again, says, no, this dream got some importance and relevance. Nearby there's some church or whatever, he went, camouflage himself, disguise himself, he went. Here the priest came, padri came, not our tutu, some other priest now, he came and all. So he's also sitting, he's not speaking. So they told him, the flock, the congregation, everybody is ready. Why are you not speaking? He said, there's a Muslim inside here. Subhanallah, maybe he also saw something. Please, the Muslim, stand up. So that Bayezid, right at the back there, he came. You the Muslim? He said, yes. He said, fine. I'm going to ask you questions. The proviso and condition is, you must answer from the noble Quran, not here and there. He said, fine. When the person is waliullah, they have taqwa, they don't rely on their own knowledge, they rely on the mercy of Allah. So let's go quickly. You Hafiz, you're listening? You make note of this Hafiz. My children, you got? Quick, we're going through. He started. Priest asking, Hazrat Bayezid answering. Who is one and not two? Qul wallah wahad, Allah is one, not two. What is two and not three? Wakhtilafil layli wa nahar. The alternating of the day and the night is two. There's no three. What is three and not four? So he says, Noon wal qalami wama yasturun, the pen of Allah, which Allah commanded you write everything. Wasiya kursiyu samawati wal arsh, the kursi of Allah. Thumma istawa alal arsh, the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah. Three, there's no four. What is four and not five? The four scriptures. The Tawzabud, the Torah, the Injil, the Quran Sharif, everyone, he read the relevant verses. What is five and not six? The five salats. So he read, أَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ وَأَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. What is six and not seven? خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ. Allah created this entire cosmos and universe in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. And no fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion touched me. Touch Allah. What is seven and not eight? Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. Allah created seven firmaments, seven skies, whatever you want to call. So what is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ أَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. That day of Qiyamah, Allah will let eight malaika angels create the arsh, carry the arsh of Rahman. It's not Durban, the next one. What is nine and not ten? وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهْتِ. There was a town where there were nine mischief makers. Troublemakers, not Durban, some other town. You understand? Yeah. So, what is ten and not 11? They said, تِلْكَ أَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. You go for Hajj. You have to slaughter the hadi, the animal, the mashukar. You don't have money, you have to keep 10 fast. What is 11 and not 12? So he said that, I saw 11 stars. Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. What is 12 and not 13? Inna iddata shuhuri indallah idna ashara shahra. 12 lunar months. The crowd are astonished. Priest asked, he answers. Priest asked spontaneously. So we now digress, I'm coming back. Many years ago, I love kitabs, you know. My two hobbies, I like traveling, I love to read. Maul Junaid is here. There's some kitabs for him, Maul Junaid Adam. I got it in the car. We met one Sheikh Bukhari there, so he gave us some books. So anyway, so this thing, I was in Beirut. My wife was sitting and I went. So I told Sheikh, bring this kitab. So it was 10 kitabs, you know. So he put it there, he said, Ashara, there's Lebanese, they speak loud. So I just like a joke said, Tilka Ashatun Kamila, 10 complete. So he tell me, I told him, bring that kitab. So he said, Ma taqul ya Sheikh, you know, speaking, what you say? I say, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. 11, I say, stars. You know? I told him, bring that kitab. So, say, what you say now? So I say, Inna iddata shuhuri indallah idna ashara shah. I said, bring that kitab. Now, number 13, there isn't in the Quran. The digit 13, number is not. So he said, now it's like, you know, we're sparring, like, you know. And he got me cornered. I'm Ajami, in Arab, Indi, Chindi, you know, Indian. He's Arab. And this. So he sure, he gave me a knockout, like. So Allah put in my head. So I told him, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ Allah took qasam of odd numbers and even numbers. He looked at me and he came around and he hugged me. He said, Who's kulla hadil kutub ala hisabi? Take all the kitab free of charge. I said, wrap it up quick, I'm going now. So brothers, you see, Allah, He'll give you in this world also a lot of things. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, 12 questions he answered. Now the crowd are astonished, silent. You can hear a pin drop, as we say. The priest also must have studied or saw something. He said, Master Muslim or whatever, he told him, Sheikh, I'm going to ask you 2 more questions. He said, fine. Said, tell me, who is that person who was in the grave and the grave was moving everywhere around and then he came out alive from his grave? He said, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ The fish swallowed him, and then he stayed in the belly of the fish. That was his grave. Went here, there, everywhere. The Indian Ocean, maybe they came, you know? Why I smiled. Our Haji Madari, you know, brother, he told us that story. We had one brother in our group. So he says, Mufti Sahib, can I tell the brothers a joke? I say, come here by the mic, tell them, don't worry. You see, one day there was a Fanda Merva, and there was, I just changed the name, there was a Moon Sami. You understood? So Fanda Merva, you Durban brothers, you love fishing, so it's a nice story for you. So the Fanda Merva was fishing the whole morning, waiting, waiting, nothing happening. He told him, Fanda Merva, go, let me start fishing now in the afternoon. He just cast, and after 10 minutes, he's pulling out one way. Fanda Merva told him, what you doing all this? How come you pulling out? Said, you see, Munsami is telling Fanda Merva, this ocean here is called Indian Ocean. When the Indian comes, the fish come. Fanda Merva, you must go to the White Ocean. You know, Indian Ocean there. So, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam was there, in the grave, meaning in the belly of the fish, reading, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْأَرَاءِ وَوَسَقِيمٍ Then the fish cast him out. He said, final question I'm answering. Listen to this question. He said, show me, that's my last and final question, which is that piece of land where the sun, the rays of the sun struck there and shone there only once. Not before that did it shine there, nor after that did it shine there. He said, yes, that's also in the Quran. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was in Egypt. The Pharaoh enslaved the people, thousands of people. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ You take my servants out at night and you will be pursued. When the Pharaoh and his army came, in front is the ocean, behind is the army of Pharaoh and his people, in between Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. So, Allah Ta'ala speaks of this incident. It was mushriqoon, ishraq time. You know, when you go to Makkah, you see shuruq. Shuruq don't mean day, it means sunrise. So you can't read salat that time, it was 8, 12, 15 minutes. So, mushriqoon, with a qaf. So it was Ishraq time. Nabi Musa alayhi salam made dua, struck the ocean, and then it opened, the water became sand, they passed through. The sun was shining, and the land was now receiving the heat and the intensity of the sun. When Musa alayhi salam and his people crossed, the Pharaoh said, I let this happen, so he went, and then it closed. Never again did it receive sunlight. That piece of land. He said, I'm done. Hazrat Bayazid said, priest, you asked me 14 questions, I answered you. Do I have permission to ask you one question? He said, go ahead. Now the flock are there. He is the one only Muslim. He says, what is the key to Jannah? Bichara, he is wuzu broke. Well, he don't have wuzu, you know. So, he said, quiet. So, he asked him, can I answer? So he said, yes. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. The whole congregation started reading, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. You see, brothers, how we can take this message of Islam forward. On air, I say it openly. Most of you, you all hear it, I think. I say we ask the Pope that we got million hafiz even now in different parts of the world. Mr. Pope, please, I want to challenge you. You bring the original Bible and you read the original Bible by memory. So the answer came from the Pope. There's no hope from the Pope. There's no Bible, they said, original one. When we asked the chief rabbi of Israel, that we challenge you, we got million people, you ask anyone, we will read the Quran Sharif, original, by heart, cover to cover, 114 surahs, 6,236 verses. So, please, you read for us the original Torah. You know, when they read, they shake like that the whole time. So you must remember, I think they count in their shekels then also. So anyway, so the answer came, they say, AK, you anti-Semite. You understood? No, they don't allow me there. So you must remember that. You're a terrorist and this type of thing. So brothers, you must understand these things here. We don't have to fear anybody. We have the greatest gift and that is Quran Kareem. Come now to the topic. This was introduction. Let's come now to the topic. You, my young brothers, we are addressing the youngsters and imams, inshallah, the young imams. It's a great, great honor. Your father, your mother, your ustad. My son, my student is going to stand on a musalla, hundreds of people. Sometime I look at these imams of the haram, how they go and perform imamat there. Millions of people reading behind them, you know. Therefore, this time when I went, so quickly, I am sure some of you received that nasiha. I wrote a short profile on all the imams. I am sure some of you must have received it. So that's what I tried to get all the information and just, you know, condense it and so forth. So that the people can appreciate who the imams are and so forth. Anyway, to cut long story short, this is the sequence. From now till Ramadan, what we need to do. Number one, we need to ask ourselves, what is our intention? Why do I want to perform this Taraweeh? Because they're going to say, Qari Sahib, the way you read, we want the praise of people. So our intention is tainted already. Say, I want to please Almighty Allah. Change our intention, brothers. Innamal a'malu binniyah. Bukhari Sharif starting, Mishkat Sharif starting, Riyadu Salihin starting. JC Niyat, VC Barkat. Number two. Go to your parents. Tell your father, mother, they're alive. Please, Abi. Please, Ummi. Make special dua. This musalla, a lot of things can happen. Sheikh Huzaifi, today in the world, is considered as one of the greatest qaris in the world. We read Tarawih behind him in two rakats. He made over 12, 15 mistakes. You think it's a joke to read Salat Day Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Rosa Mubarak in front? He's imam for 37 years, 36 years. Oldest imam. But it can happen, brothers, anybody. So you must beg your parents, take their duas. Go to your honorable asatiza and teachers. And tell them, please, my ustad, make dua. I got Taraweeh, everything, make dua for me. And we went now for Umrah. For me, one of the greatest joy was my honorable ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Nimalia, was in our group. So I said, Afsar, please, you must give me opportunity, some khidmat we can make, alhamdulillah. You must never forget the ihsan of your teacher. You can become how great. So remember, your ustad taught you, and he made you a hafiz. So what great. Tomorrow you become CA, and you join the DA, and you become ANC mayor, and all EFF, and all this kind of thing, walk around with a red beret and all that. So it means nothing, all that. You mustn't forget your teacher. So you must remember these issues. Now, let's come to the issues. This Ramadan, Monday night, inshallah, in South Africa it will start. Right? 6 June, that night, inshallah. So what you going to do? Now, you can't be eating the samosas and halim one way, you know. You have to be very careful. It's not your salat only, brother. It's the people's salat. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-imamu daminun, hadith in Tirmidhi. You as the imam, you're responsible. So, each one of you youngsters make notes. So, hadith in Tirmidhi. Inna lil hudu'i shaitanan yuqalu lahu al-walahan. Some of you, you have problem with hudu. Even out of Ramadan. So from now, Ya Allah, protect me from walahan. I mustn't have problems here on earth. You know, that can cause a lot of problems, that when your wind goes and all these type of things. So you beg Allah for protection. Sometimes we lose concentration so much, so many mutashabihat and so on so forth. So there's another shaitan's name, the hadith in Sahih Muslim. His name, Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. He comes, he confuses us and blows our fuses also. In Salat, Nabi alayhi salam said so. فَلَمْ يَدْرِكَمْ صُلَّهِ You don't remember how many rakats you read. You ask them, they phone, they say, Mufti sahab, last night our imam read 22 rakats. Our imam read 18 rakats. Big difference, argument in the masjid. So brothers, all this. Ya Allah, protect me from walahan. Ya Allah, protect me from khinzab. Ya Allah, protect me min wasawishi shaitan. All the waswasa, whisperings of shaitan. You waswisu fi sudurin nas. Min al jinnati wal nas. So all this, my youngsters, you have to do. So then next one. Now we want to come on the musalla. Now you know how we are also. Because we got a little bit extra money. You see, now we kept our kurtas one side for Ramadan. So on the come, Allahu Akbar, I see a Ferrari sticker here on the kurta. So the kurta also is Ferrari, and he wants to read like a Ferrari also. So brothers, that don't behove you. You're a hafiz. It will happen that same Quran, Allah will smack it back on our face. Al-Quran hujjatul laka aw alayk. So you see, it came back to the intention. That how are we going to read that Quran? I tell you, you're a crook. You will like it. You will be highly upset. You tell me I'm a crook. I'll be very upset. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam say we crooking. How we crook? In our ruku we crooking. In our sajda we crooking. Allahu Akbar. Baji read one time Subhanallah Azim, one time Subhanallah Ala. We already went through. Go open Tirmidhi, Sufyan Thawri, Rahimahullah, Qari Sufyan, who read now with Sufyan, Qari sahab, beautiful. Sufyan Thawri, Rahimahullah, states, when you imam, you must read 5 times. So people can read 3 times properly, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. This is adab. It will take 5 minutes extra. It won't be so. Another mistake we make, we youngsters, I know we all went through this. So, when we go into ruku, sajda, we're not even reading the tasbih. Never mind one time. He's thinking, where must I start my second rakat? You see? He started, lantana lul birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Now he made ruku, now he's reading in ruku and sajda. Laysu sawa'a min ahlil kitab. In his mind he's reading. Oh, I must start there. You see? So remember, brothers, Quran is so exalted, so majestic. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, Nuhitu an aqra al-Quran. I have been prohibited from reading Quran whilst I'm in sajda. I have been prohibited from reading Quran whilst I'm in ruku. If you read Quran in sajda as a dua, that's separate. Rabbana atina fi dunya. But you're not reading as dua. You're reading it as preparation for your next rakat. So that definitely is prohibited. So we need to be very careful of these issues. Next one. Our takbir intiqalat. You youngsters who make imamat, you must know this term. What is takbir intiqalat? Alhamdulillah, we saw great giants. One was Hazrat Allama Shaykh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah. We made Umrah Hajj also with Hazrat. Alhamdulillah. Once Hazrat praised one person and said that this person's qiraat is very good. There was a delegation and all these things. Shaykhul Azhar and them came, Shaykh Abdul Halim Mahmood and them came. Shaykh Abdul Halim Mahmood and them told Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, your imam, he reads very well, but his takbir and intiqalat is not right. See, these Arabs who are the giants, among them the great ulama, they will pick up the finer points. What I mean by this, now we want to go into ruku, we want to go into sajda. Now you are in your first sajda. So you say, Allahu Akbar. But sometimes we're not thinking, we're not concentrating. We say, Allahu Akbar. That baji, instead of sitting down, is going to stand up. So your takbir intiqalat. When you're going to stand, your Allahu Akbar should be longer. When you're going to sit, your Allahu Akbar should be shorter. You're the imam. You have to be educating the people through your actions as well. So this is a very common error. One is we just fly through it, and one is the prolonging and the shortening of it also. They also we make mix up. Then we come to sajda tilawat. You youngsters, you know, how many sajda tilawat? The Hafiz students, how many Hafiz students? Most will say 14. There are 15 sajda tilawat in the Quran. Okay? There are 15. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say you should make 15. In the Haram they make 15. And Imam Abu Hanifa say 14. Imam Shafi say 14, but it's different. Imam Malik say 11. So those who are Hanbalis, mashallah, you make 15. Those who are Hanafis, they leave out the second one in Surah Hajj. Shafis leave out the one in Surah Swad. And the Malikis leave out the last three and the second one in Surah Hajj. So that is how. Now the point I want to make, I was in Zambia, and one day the Jummah, the Imam read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. So after Fajr I had to give some advice. So I said, MashaAllah, he read, but our Imams today, they read Subhan Rabbil A'la, Subhan Rabbil A'la, and they carry on. The Salat is valid, no problem, but for Sajda Tilawat, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua. This is homework for you, my honorable Huffaz. Respected the Imam and Imams. Go study Tirmidhi, Mawlana Im sahab, Mawlana Abdullah Khan sahab. All our senior lot of ulama here, mashallah. You ask anyone in the ending of Tirmidhi, you will find it. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a special dua to read when we perform sajda tilawat. What is that dua? Now you go into Allahu Akbar, where you don't go into ruku, you go straight into sajda. So, four parts to this dua. So you Hufaz, you must learn it. You the imam. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Oh Almighty Allah, you record for me in exchange of this ruku, of the sajda, reward there by you. Wa dha' anni biha wizra. And you remove from me, in lieu of the sajda, O Allah, the sins and the wrongs I have committed. وَجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنْدَكَ زُخْرَى. Ya Allah, you make it a zakhira for me, a treasure for me in the year after. Put it in my account. In the ending, always we ask Allah for qabooliyat. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَ مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودِ. We say alayhi salam. So accept it from me, O Allah, as you accepted it from who? Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. So you youngsters, you will learn? So learn this dua. Not only for Taraweeh. Whenever you make sajda, perform sajda tilawat, you read this dua, inshallah. Reference, Tirmidhi. Now, mashallah, youngsters, you want to go make imamat, yeah, there. It's very good. You go to the outlying areas. But now there isn't much show. Today a lot of people. Now there will be 10 musallis there, 20 musallis. So you and your friend, you say, man, these people here also, we just 10 people here. Let's make now 3 nights, 3 paras a night, 2 paras a night, 15 nights, 10 nights, we make khatam. Your taraweeh is good, is valid, everything is fine. But don't do that. with this intention, then you're going to leave them. Now what will happen to those people? They are poor. They got no imam. They will stop even coming for Tarawih. So rather read one juice, one and quarter the first few days, and you finish on the 27th night, 29th night. So at least because of your little bit sacrifice, more and more people will come to the mosque. You see? Brothers, you must think not of my comfort, your comfort. Think of the people's comfort. In this way, yeah, that for them also is easier. One juice, one para a night. Not after 10 nights we finish the Quran, now we'll go check around. You will go check around, but they're going to check around, they don't have an imam. So see the harm. So please, rethink all these things here. Next one, you are the imam. You should every day, when I go all these countries, I give short lectures. The people are not used to, unless they really insist. I'm there, I serve them whatever they want. I got no other job to do. So they tell me carry on, then I carry on, because you can see they got shock. But anyway, very short we give the lectures, because they're not used to all. So every day you the imam, teach the people one sunnah. See, I give you 4 or 5 sunnahs quickly. Tell them, now after witr salat, you must read, not only in Ramadan, after every witr, tonight also you read your witr, alhamdulillah, you didn't read witr, so when you read witr, after that read, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. And third time, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, the hadith in Sunan Nasai. See how the people will appreciate it. You understood? You taught them one sunnah of the master, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You youngsters, every day you're going to bring dates here. Iftar time. When we were very young in Heidelberg, you know. So, we were the madrasa boys, his boys, you know. So, we organized all the dastarkhan and everything. So, all the smart samosas come, good dates come, we put our side. And all these little bit not so smart samosas, we say, there's old tapas they can eat. Man, what? We come trouble us and all this kind. So, understood? Like that. So, we have all this kind of thing. Now, brother, before we eat, when you eat, Bismillah, fine. Simple, the shortest one is in Abu Dawood. If you want to aid, it's fine. Allahumma, laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Oh, beloved Allah, for your love, we make iftar, I kept this fast. Wa ala rizqika aftartu. On your risk, on your sustenance, we make iftar. Now, brothers, this dua, inshallah, Maulana and them, I did put all the posters and Jamiat also, inshallah, on the website and everybody. I always tell our channel brothers, make sure you got the Dawas playing and all that. See, brothers, you know what joy it gives me. A lady will phone from Mauritius. Somebody will phone from Leicester, from London. Somebody from here. Mufti sahab, yesterday you gave this dua. Please repeat the dua. Imagine. We all are fasting for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. Now we had a good chow here and everything there. Now the imam is going to start salat. But we already forgot to thank Allah. Before we made iftar, before salat, we did a dua. So learn that. That is our preparation. Zahaba dhwama'u. The thirst is gone. Wabatallatil uruku. The veins have become moistened. Wasabatal ajru. InshaAllah. Ya Allah, before I read my Maghrib Salat, you already established it in my book of deeds, is accepted by you, inshallah. What a beautiful dua in Abu Dawood. So you as the imam, teach the people. Before iftar, Allahumma laka sumtu, wa ala rizqika aftartu. And then we have our iftar. Then after iftar, zahaba dhama'u. وَبَتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ. And you youngsters, nowadays we can't tell anybody. These students tell me, please teach us. So some old youngster come, we say, teach. I start teaching him, we take out his cell phone. So I say, you know, I can't teach like this, please. You understood? Then he'll get a message that he may ting, ting, ting-a-ling and all this kind of stuff. So I say, brothers, that now Every day iftar time you're going to make date. One date, one date, one day ajwa, one day barni, one day das. But he's already thinking of his date for the Eid day. He's busy with the WhatsApp. My girl, don't worry, we'll check one another Eid day. Nice Ramadan, we take it a little bit easy now. I'll check you on Eid day. In Ramadan, we're making our date for Eid day. So what Ramadan is that? وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَدْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. My young brother, see what Quran is saying. In Makkah, there was a lady. And that lady, she was mentally disturbed. Whole day, morning, 5-6 hours, she would take the yarn, the cotton, and fasten it. Then she would just release it. We woke up, we made suhoor, we read tahajjud, we read Quran, we gave charity, we did this, we did that. And then Eid day came, one day after Eid, everything we washed it away. But I'm hafiz, I'm the imam. Imam ka gaila che, the imam is busy. Brothers, you can't do this kind of thing. So it is your duty. Teach the people. We all are awake suhoor time, South Africa. Last year I was in UK. 2:45, sehri ends. Iftar, 9:45. 19 hours used to fast. Eid day came, I thank them all, and I thank all the trustees, everybody. I don't know who's the trustees. Allah reward you and our honorable imams here, Masjid al-Noor. So, I thanked everybody. I said, you gave us a royal time. Good. I told them, bye. My wife say, once in a lifetime, 19 hour roza is alright. You understood? So, jazakallah, everything. Now we're going home and everything and all that. Now they force me, phone me. That's, please, please, please. So I tell him, from the Bibi name, auntie. He said, nee. So one Molana is sharp. He knows also I joke, you know. So he tell me, nee, Bibi ko samjha do. Tell your wife. Imsal 19 ghanta nahi hai, 18 aur aadha ghanta hai. Tell her it's not 19 hours, it's 18 and a half hours. So it's like that. So inshallah we'll go because bichara they fast so much. So make dua, brothers. You see, dead people they fast. The children are fasting, everybody's fasting, subhanallah. You see the environment. Wonderful environment. So brothers, now sehri time we awake. How come in our house we can't create that environment? 5 minutes. The father, mother, children, everybody. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. At sehri time, you must be making istighfar. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah. A person came here in Durban. You know our situation in Natal. There is drought. So many places. So, person came, ya Imam. You the sage of the age, you the buzruk. We need water, istighfar. After 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, whatever, another person came like me. Imam, I'm married so long, no children, istighfar. Another person came, he said, Imam, I belong to South Africa, for example. That our rain is dropping, our currency is going down, no barakat in the business, it's istighfar. If you go to a doctor, and then you say, one patient head paining, you say panado. Another one comes stomach paining, panado. Another one comes knee paining, panado. They'll call the doctor panado. What they'll call it? So that student, they told Imam Hassan, say Imam, three people came and you gave the same prescription to all. He said, Ama qara'atul Quran, you didn't read Quran? استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. So Allah will give you rain. Allah will increase your wealth for you. Allah will bless you with children. So we have to make it a special Ramadan. You the Imam. And one more thing, you my youngsters, daily your father gave you enough money before you come on the Musalla. Whether it is a lillatan or whatever, take out 2 rain, 5 rain, 1 rain, put inside there also. Ya Allah, I'm lecturing 40 years now, plus minus. So, till now, I make sure that something we must give out. You understood? Yeah. Always, you must try. Only Allah can help us. Who can help us? To go on the radio and just speak. Yeah, I make mistake, it's still tick on 1,000 people listening on the radio then. So, big responsibility. So brothers, we must remember these kind of things.
So istighfar. So you have to educate the people. Then what you need to do, now you're going to come to the last 10 days. If you can't sit for itikaf, then sit for nafil itikaf, encourage the people. Then the time will come for khatmul Qur'an. See brothers, here 3 issues. Khatmul Qur'an is a big issue that 4,000 malaika come down to say Ameen for the dua when Khatmul Qur'an take place. Allama Nawawi has mentioned a hadith in Kitabul Adhkar. Second, I don't say it's haram, but let's do things what is proper. In Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned under Fazailul Qur'an, بِئِسَ مَا لِأَحَدِهِمْ أَيْ يَقُولُ نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ بَلْ نُسِّيَهُ. So in our Qur'ans, nothing wrong with the Qur'an, but at the bottom where the dua is written, اللَّهُمَّ ذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُمَا نَسِيتُ. It's best you read it, اللَّهُمَّ ذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُمَا نُسِّيتُ. And you the Imam, go listen to Sheikh Sudais, he's Imam now, he started in 84. Asr Salat was the first Salat he made in 1984. You count now, till now, 32 years Imam. We were so fortunate that we were there that Friday. He was the Imam for Jummah. And what a beautiful khutbah he gave. So anyway, you must remember, you listen to Sheikh Sudais dua. Oh, every time I heard him, that, and Sheikh, this Sayyidi Sheikh Huzaifi, Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. So that's the way to make the dua. You the Imam, include everybody. So the hadith say, don't say nasitu, I forgot. I was made to forget because I was not reading the Quran regularly. You got the message? So that is what the hadith is teaching us in Bukhari Sharif. So I don't want to now go into too many discussions here, but just to tell you that, rather read it, nusina or nusitu, that is the proper preferred method of reciting. Next one, brothers, for all of us and the imams and huffaz, when we are finishing our own Quran Sharif also, you come to the last 22 surahs. Surah Wadduha downwards. Surah Wadduha downwards. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith, Allahu Akbar. Then next one, alam nashra. Fa idha faraghta fansab wa ila rabbika farghab. So make sure, Allahu Akbar, after every surah, our Imam Sabrid Wattini, so after the alayhi sallahu bi ahkamil hakimin, Allahu Akbar. So like that you do, okay? You come to one nas, so Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, we met him personally also, so he has written this in Ma'ariful Quran. And remember, it is hadith, or Tafsir ibn Kathir also has mentioned it. Imam Shafi is Musnad Shafi, it is a hadith also. So there are plenty of references we can give for this. So what is the sunnah? We practice on it and we encourage others also to do so. Then, you the Imam. Now you know it's no more old South Africa, everybody is Hanafi. And everybody in Johannesburg is, today is multicultural. The brothers from Somalia are there, the Arab brothers are here, this one are here, that of the... In South Africa, I don't think it really happens. You go to America, I made Tarawih in America 1 year. No? Behind me, 40, 45 doctors. We were next to Camp David, you know? So this, 2000 I was there. So, all these doctors are Pakistanis. What you guys doing here? So he said, no, what terms they taught me, I never heard. I said, what you are? He said, pharmacologist. I said, what's that? He said, something to do with the lungs in there. What you, is an oncologist, everyone just an east and dust. And, I say, you'll make my head pain with all your bull's names, you know, and this type of thing. So we went to Camp David. So I asked one guy, he said, have you been there? He said, no. Till 2000 everything was good, you know, no problem, before 9/11. I said, come tomorrow, we go Camp David. He said, you sure? I said, yeah, we go, don't worry. So we go. So he's very frightened. You know? So we go. So I see... Then a boat came, you go any further, we're going to start shooting or some boat. I said, now you take U-turn, now we go back. So just there next to the mashallah. So they also tell the people, hey, Shafis and Malikis and Hanafis and Salafis and all mix up brothers, you understand? People don't know what's going on also. So now when you're a Hanafi, Pay attention, you youngsters. So, you are reading Surah Hajj. The Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith in Tirmidhi, Fuddilat Suratul Hajj bi sajdatayn. Is the only surah in the Noble Quran with two sajdas. Rawahu Tirmidhi, Tirmidhi. The first one, the first sajda, you're going to make sajda. When you come to the second one, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu rukabu wa judu wa abudu rabbakum wa fa'ud. Then go into ruku. Then go into ruku. So those people who have to make sajda, they can just make intention of sajda, their sajda will be done. See, people wonder who is Imam Hanifa and Imam Shafi and all that. They were giants we cannot imagine. Somebody asked Imam Abu Hanifa and them, from where you took out this masla? If you are in salat, not out of salat. If you are in salat and you make ruku, and in that ruku you make intention of sajda tilawat, the sajda tilawat will be done. He says, read the Quran, Nabi Yusuf, Nabi Dawud, not Yusuf, Nabi Dawud alayhi salam story, wa kharra raki'a. Allah Ta'ala used the word ruku. But what Nabi Dawud alayhi salam did? Sajda. So Allah made ishara ke if you make ruku sometime it can work also. So in salat. So I'm not saying everywhere now, ikra bismi, you reading, you make Allah Akbar, all the people got in sajda, the imam is in ruku. You understood? So I'm speaking of second sajda of Surah Hajj. So because you have different types of people behind you. So, and if you read our great, great ulama, Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani and all of them, Hazrat Mawlana Shafi'i Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi and all of them, they all used to do this to you. So you must accommodate others as well. Don't be hard and rigid and no, they can fly a kite. No, no fly. We have to bring people together in this type of thing. Remember these things. There's some finer points. Then three, four other things as well, brothers, that during Ramadan, you the imam, see your clothing and this time. When you come, nice little bit winter, and you Durban brothers, you'll feel very cold also. So now you come here, the red devils. Brother, we making dua, the shaitan must go away, and you come with the red devils here and all this type of things. So how is it now? And you're supposed to be the imam. Understand? You come in your trousers or kurta and all that is 5 inches or 3 inches below the ankles. So you have to be very careful of. See, brothers, don't take this. Sometimes I say a joke, but it's a big message. You know, yesterday, I left home 12 o'clock. My friend, I can give you his name also, Hafiz Suleiman Tikli, we studied together in Karachi. He, bichara, after 2-3 years, he went home, he fell sick. And we made Tarawih in Karachi. I'll tell you what I want to really tell you. So we made Tarawih in 74, I went for Umrah first time, my parents came. 75, we made Tarawih. 12 rakats he used to read, then 8 rakats I read. Next day I read 12, he read 8. So, 27 night or something, we finish. So, we didn't, we South Africans now, they're Pakistanis, you know, so we didn't worry anything. So my parcel they brought so big, and his parcel they brought so small. So I look at Suleiman and he also looking at me. So they could see now, we're not comfortable. They say, nay, Mauli sahab, aap lambe kurte pehnte hai, to is wajah se humne bahut kapre laaye aapke liye. Aur ye Mauli sahab jo hai, bahut ye Pakistani. So I told you, see, you Pakistani kurta, therefore they give you shortcut and all this type of thing. So anyway, I left home. So he phoned me. He said, where are you? I said, I'm going to work. He said, you go to work 12 o'clock. I say, I was sitting 3 hours, 3.5 hours answering emails to all the females. Brothers, what questions come? Wallah, you can cry sometime. That's what I want to tell you. Now you youngsters, we have a term. You youngsters, I want, you must be listening, it's masjid this. And you sisters also, we don't educate and a lot of mix-up takes place. See, brothers, the other day I was in Pretoria. Now I teach a little bit there once a month. So they tell me, come teach this Hafiz students. And so I said, our youngsters, they do DIY, do-it-yourself business. What is DIY? This youngster writes to me, he says, Mufti sahab,
I heard a lecture or something that if in Ramadan you're sleeping and you get ihtilam, you get wet dream, your fast don't break. You just take ghusl and everything is fine. So I applied my own mind, qiyas, his own shaitan. So he started doing DIY business, masturbating, you understood? Then the fast is broken, and it's a major sin, ghusl is compulsory, everything. Say, leave that. I just put some hose pipe water, this, that, and night time I make imamat, Allahu Akbar. You say, I made imamat like that for 6 years. You tell me what I must do. It's obvious, I know the person, I can't go tell you all that now. But the lesson I want to teach you. You see, brothers, sometimes, say, no, how can I go ask Mohan Naeem if I do DIY business here and all that is alright or is not alright? What he'll think of me? What he'll think of you? Then you can make all upside down then? In deen, you have to teach the people these things. Our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, Rahimallahu Nisa al-Ansar. Allah have mercy on the Ansari woman. Ma mana'ahunna al-hayaa an yatafaqqahna fi al-deen. Their shame and modesty did not become an obstacle, an impediment for them to learn the deen. You youngsters, you make sure, you don't do DIY and gimmick imamati and all these kind of things here. So, that any person masturbate in haram is not permissible, the fast is broken, qada is compulsory, ghusl is compulsory, all this kind. So this mota did this. What must I do? I said, brother, you have to make a lot of tawbah, everything, this, that, and now it's gone. So what we'll do? We'll pass the fatwa on the Shafi school. Imams who salat breaks, it don't mean the musalli salat break. You see the barakat of having different imams. Understood? But the lesson I want to give you, my youngsters, my young brothers, sometimes you apply your own thing. So don't feel shy. In privacy, go to the ulama and ask them, you know what, I got this problem. Today, I answered the question before I left. Mufti sahab, we got the imam, but he can't stand the whole time and make imamat. Can he sit and be the imam for Tarawih? I said, if he's going to sit on the floor, and he's going to make sajda on the ground, then he can be imam. If he's sitting on the chair, and then he's going to be imam, according to Hanafi, it's not permissible. You understood? So you need to know all these kind of things. Just catch anybody, no, I imam, no, I was go haru chair to make him imam, he can sit on the chair also. You understand? Haru chair, sit on the chair and become the chairman also. So this type of thing. So it doesn't work like this. This deen, we have to ask people, we ask the ulama, and this type of things. And then one, two last issues, I'm finished, brothers. I made intention up past 8, I must finish, I'm going into extra time and penalties now. So, and you youngsters, be ready for your questions now, we're starting this now. So whatever you want to ask, you ask, inshallah, no problem. So last 2-3 things, then we must remember, brothers, that daily in Ramadan, we have to make dua. You see, all you youngsters, now quickly, our Qari sahab, he read, Hafiz sahab, Yusufyan, Surah 2, verse 183, 184, 185. Then 186 has to do with dua. And 187, again is Ramadan. Ramadan, dua, Ramadan. So what is Allah teaching you? What is Allah teaching me? Mujhse mango, ask me, don't look at people. Don't look at the people's pockets. Allah will give you, take you to the whole world. Allah se mango, in Allah. You know how many problems the Ummah is facing? It's a separate topic, wallahi, my brothers. We don't know, and Allah must never show us, my brothers. In Syria today is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Because of the Shia, la'anahumullah. You must remember there are certain areas in Syria, there is no food, water, nothing going in. And they dying of hunger. And the Muslim Arab countries, billions and trillions they got. Our mothers, our sisters are selling their bodies selling their jewelry so they can give some food and milk to their children. Brothers, if we don't feel little pain, ek aansu, we can't take out in Ramadan, then what is our heart, what is our iman? I ask you, my brothers. So in South Africa, we lived for years and years. And I'm not saying apartheid was good, but there was no war as such, as a full war. Now also there's no war. There's Kopskit and Donner and hijacking and all that carries on. Allah protect us all. But brothers, today the war is against the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Shias, 2016 I was nine in Makkah, Medina. The decision came, Iran Shias say they're not coming for Hajj. I went on radio and said, I say, Alhamdulillah, don't ever come. We go for Ibadat, the Shias come for Shararat. So brothers, we must make special dua for ourselves, for our children, for the Ummah at large, for the Haramain Sharifain. Did we make dua for Makkah, Medina anytime? You don't have to get involved in the politics. Make dua, it always stays in the control of the Sunnis. The Sunnis move out, the Shias come in. What happens to you and me? Remember. Did we cry one day for Masjidul Aqsa? The Jutlas today, they can go in anytime. They're making their marriages in Aqsa. The Jutlas are performing their marriages in Aqsa. Did we ever cry one day for Aqsa? Brothers, there's a lot of things. You can't be just saying, Ya Allah, give me more and more uplag money, you know. There's more to life than that, brothers. So I beg you, I appeal to you, brothers, that at least have that little bit fikr. We live here in one. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ What Allah said about the previous people. You live like kings. Small, small lighty keys. They say, no, check my phone, man. I went to New Zealand, you know. So I had this phone. This phone, another phone, this small thing like this. So the one youngster, he asked me, he said, you belong to the media. He was taking me around somewhere. I said, yeah, I'm a little bit media. He said, but these guys in the media, they got all smart, smart phones. I look at your phone, it belongs to Adam alayhi salam's time. What I'm not telling him, I say, I can't tell him also. I don't understand how the phones work. Also, I have a simple Simon, you know. And this type of thing. Anyway, brothers, we conclude today's whatever we said. We beg Allah for tawfiq. We say, Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan. Whatever little bit we do, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wherever you are, Overport, Newlands, Spingo, Clarewood, or wherever, Chatsworth, go to your ulama. Keep contact with the ulama. And my last message to you, you, the mothers, sisters, brothers, it's upon you to make this Ramadan special. What you do, you take 5 samosas, 10 samosas, and send to your neighbor, and they send you 10 bhajjas and 6 bhajjas, and you get happy. No. You have to make it a special Ramadan. وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so generous, more than a hurricane wind. So take it upon yourself. This Ramadan 14, 37, 2016, I will go myself. I will take that $1, £1, ₹1, wherever I am, or whatever. And I will go give that person who never expected it from me. Go to that yatim, yourself, and say that this, you sister, without your maid asking, tell her, oh Maria, oh Susan, whatever her name is, that Tata Lord, today is a gift, 20 rand. Even she will say, Makoti woke up today from the right hand side. And don't then put extra work on her. No. Say, I'm doing this for the love of Allah. So every day you help someone. Put a smile on someone. Take someone's dua. And then see how many things that happen. Don't we, when I used to teach in Darul, we had the Cape Town students, you know. They don't understand Urdu and all, they just laugh the whole time. So I said, you youngsters here, I speak to them in Afrikaans. I say, yelakennet, lam se le, lam se le. Yelakennet, dal se deni, you know. You'll just know how to take, take, take. You don't know how to give. So we in South Africa, brothers, Allah has made us the ummah. But make sure you give the right people, not the wrong people also. So that is my special. Everyone can make this Ramadan. We don't know how many more Ramadans we're going to see, brothers. We will see. Who got guarantee we'll see this Ramadan? None of us. So Allah Ta'ala accept, brothers. Come, youngsters, start firing up. Whatever you got on your mind, inshallah. Kuch aur hai, Maulana? Anybody, start whatever. One, two brothers, start question. The others will ask them, inshallah. Oh, they brought a lot of tawis, is there? Chalo, let's read. Another thing is that you, the imam, make sure you don't come with your cell phone to the masjid. That you come here and make ting and all that, all very bad, all that. Leave it in your car.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When the imam is making the first salam, lots of people finish, make the second salam.
Very important. See, I forgot that point. Any salat you read behind the imam, and you make sabqat, you beat the imam, hawwalallahu wajhahu himara. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will transform that person into a donkey. There's two meanings. One is, Allah will make him for real, Allah forbid. Second meaning, Allah will make him a foolish person. So always follow the imam. Don't beat the imam. Remember? In all actions, and all postures. Is it right to do any action before the imam? Okay, the same thing. Is it better to read the Quran or your sunnat after Isha Adhan? So remember, after Isha Adhan, you read your sunnat. Reading Ramadan fasting is a duty. And the beauty of Ramadan is Tilawatul Quran. So it doesn't mean we leave out the Salat. So you got enough time to read Quran. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah in one Ramadan used to finish 61 times the Quran. Every day one Quran, every night one Quran, on the Imam's Musalla one Quran. So don't leave out the sunnahs, no. You read in your leisure time the Quran Sharif. Okay. Can I sit on a chair and stand in Salat? See, brothers, this Masla, if you do that, it's fine. Your Salat is valid. But according to Hanafis, if you are old, you are sickly and so forth, then rather you sit right through and you read your Salat. According to Shafis and them, it's better you stand, if you can stand, then for ruku, sajda, you can't manage, then you sit down. So it's a flexible issue. In all cases, your Salat would be done. What are the some of the signs of the coming of Dajjal that are emerging now? Dajjal means the big, big deceiver. See how much deception is taking place? Weapons of mass destruction, this person like this, this person. So all the deception and the people who deceive the most, they are in power. So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Abu Dawood, before the big, big Dajjal emerges, there will be 33 small, small Dajjal. And we can see some of them running around now also. The other day in this week, today is Thursday, in this week I said, see brothers, I think I was speaking of Aqsa or something, I can't remember. I said, see, this is something we all witnessed. When anybody challenges Allah, when anybody challenges the deen of Allah, there's a person, his name Ariel Sharon. We call him the butcher of Beirut, we call him the war criminal. He said in 2000, 2001 around there, who can stop me from walking into Aqsa? He walked in there with 3,000 police and army, boots, shoes, everything inside. Time came for death. Allah put him 8 years straight sakarat. 8 years sakarat. The greatest physician, greatest specialist, no one could assist. That is Allah. Allah ki lati be awaz. So remember the lesson we have to learn. Learn from now. You honorable youngsters, imams, and all ulama, mashallah, is hadith in Abu Dawood. Before we make salam, in salat, one of the masnoon dua is this.
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masih iddajjal. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the biggest, greatest fitna of this ummah will be Dajjal. My honorable Ustad, Maulana Munaim, Maulana Abdullah, all know him. Is Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Hafidhullah. He's one of the greatest commentators of the Quran living. He's from Halab, from Aleppo. He's 50 years now in Makkah. One day there was a conference, so I went with him. So there, you know, when they have conference, they must have this TV and us and that. So he looked at me, he said, you see the TV? There's a big Dajjal also. He also got one eye. See the TV, what havoc it's causing. Now that's a small Dajjal. But we don't want to get rid of it. Say, no, make the screen even bigger. See, but I can't see the corner. So bring a curve inside. So I can see the corner properly. You see, from way to way it started. So Allah, learn the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, we all know. Min fitnati, from the trial and tribulation. Masih, his eye is damaged. Dajjal, the big deceiver. The person who brought light to Masjid Nabawi in the 90 of the Hijrah. His name Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, the hadith in Tirmidhi. He met Dajjal in one island. He told Nabi alayhi salatu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Sahaba and confirmed it. So Dajjal is already out, but he will be given permission at certain time to cause havoc everywhere beside Makkah, Medina and that. So brothers, we must remember we have to learn these du'as, Surah Kahf, tonight, tomorrow. Usima min fitnati Dajjal. We read that, Allah will protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. I saw a person leaning on a chair and sleeping in Salat. Jumma time, lot of brothers sleep, brother. Don't worry about that. They're snoring away. So they say that this Maulana just give the same bayan. It's just a different voice. I asked one brother, why are you sleeping? He said the khutbah, the lecture was a lullaby, so I got a nice sleep. He put me to... So anyway, his salat is done. You understood? Because why? The back passage is on the chair. You understood? So it's properly propped up. Nothing can come out from there. So he went for his snooze. I'm not saying you must snooze tomorrow, Jummah time. I'm here, Jummah. You better be awake tomorrow. And every week when Maulana speak. If the Imam has his kurta above his ankle standing, however in sajda kurta go, no, there's no problem. You must remember standing, then it's fine above. It below, after it goes, there's no problem with that. Okay. When you're standing, it mustn't go below. Now you can see the socks are above and all, there's no problem with all that. The clothing that comes from under, from the bottom, from when you're standing, it mustn't be below. Not when ruku and sajda, then it's different. No problem with that. Okay. Some brothers don't make salam, they also don't reply when you... This is very important, brothers, for 15th night of Shaban. Remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said his authentic hadith. Those of you who won't be here tomorrow, let me mention it to you. Sheikh Albani, who the Salafis all accept also. I met him personally also, alhamdulillah. He quoted in his Silsila Ahadith Sahihah, his encyclopedia, volume number 3, hadith number 1144. 15th night of Shaban, hadith is authentic. Hadithun Sahih, he wrote. And in the hadith in the ending, Allah Ta'ala forgives li jami'i khalqihi illa li mushrik or mushahid. Allah will forgive the entire creation except those who are non-Muslim or those who harbor hatred, rancor, malice. So now imagine, Naeem makes salam to me, I look this side. Astaghfirullah. We can have differences. Why don't make salam? Why we don't make salam? Because of our pride. Therefore the Master alayhi salam said, Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'un min al-kibar. The person who makes salam first, he's free of pride. See, brothers, you don't want to make salam, that question. See in Tirmidhi the answer. You can go for Umrah, you can go for Hajj, you can make Khatmul Quran every day. All your good deeds, none of them are accepted. Utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Keep it in suspense, keep it in abeyance, till they reconcile with one another. The prerequisite for the acceptance of our righteous deeds is our reconciling and making salam. You don't have to be the best friend of one another, But minimum we have to say Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. That is 15th night of Shaaban message. Bahir ko bhi saaf karna, andar ko bhi saaf karna. We have to cleanse ourselves outwardly and inwardly. Not for my pleasure, for Allah's pleasure, brothers. Is it permissible to keep your elbows on the ground in sajda? No. وَلَا تَفْتَرِي زِرَائِهِ كَزِرَائِ الْكَلْبِ. Remember, you can't keep your hands on the ground. That is, the dog does that. It's prohibited that. Keep it up always. Especially the men, remember. I see lots of imams doing that. Funny, even I saw that a lot. I won't say a lot, but I see some imams, they do that. It's very bad that. You must remember, it's totally prohibited. According to all schools, it's prohibited. The papers are finished now. Bolo, where are the children? Come, you children, in front, fire up. We're waiting for you. Ji, ji, very good, very good. 1 minute. Ji. Al qaribu wa haqqu.
What is the correct document, Rukma? When should we give Rukma? And what is the mistake that constitutes a petition of the
Quran? See? Hafiz of ya? MashaAllah. Ji, he asked an excellent question. When should you give the Lukma? When should you prompt the imam? Now you're a hafiz. Now I'm reading, right? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ كُلُّ طَعَامٍ. Now I'm stuck. So don't just do كُلُّ طَعَامٍ كَانَ حِلَّ لِبَنِي. Give me chance, let me go up maybe again. So I start again. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا. You understood? Now some of our guys, they don't even have a chance to breathe properly. The guys just want to breathe, they want, that's wrong. If you're a hafiz, normally you will know, you go back and then you come back. So there's one chance you must give him. And then you prompt him, say he got stuck, then you must give from the starting of the ayat. So then he can move. But you know what happens, right? But sometime what happened, he can't move, then tell, take him back on top or just make Allahu Akbar. If he read 4, 5, 10 ayats and all that. You understood? See, very good question. Come, come, you youngsters. See, somebody else was asking something. वहाँ चूंकि आप इंडिया में थे तो वहाँ बर्फी से काम चलता था तो अब अफ्रीका में जो है आप लोग ब्राई बनाते हैं तो हमारे वाले बहुत खुश होते हैं तो वो कहते हैं कि दोनों को फायदा हो जाता है. सी ये very good question it is. Now people finish Quran 27 night, 29 night, all that. Now they will say, no, we got da'wat, let's go here, let's go there and all that. Is jais or not jais? See, it's Ramadan. How much time we will waste there? Hours and hours. And then every second one will be talking either soccer, cricket, politics or talking nonsense. See Imam Abu Hanifa. You don't become an imam just like this. I give you 3 incidents quickly. Time is going. Imam Abu Hanifa used to wear a ring. You youngsters. Me, I don't wear a ring, and you also. One day I was in your castle, that Hindu guy. I don't know, I had to go buy something there. You know, the woman, they always need something funny, you know. So I had to go buy a Hindu guy. So I went there, so I saw he got a board there. Engagement ring, wedding ring, suffering. Tomorrow is a nikah, tomorrow. Yeah, you told me. Maybe I must tell you tomorrow that, but anyway. So, engagement ring, wedding ring, suffering. So I asked him, Babu, whatever his name, I can't remember, Babu, we just make Babu. So, Babu, why is there suffering? You couldn't get 5. He said, well, you too clever, put something. I say, okay. I say, engagement ring, wedding ring, caring, sharing, bearing. Yeah, that's good. I say, Ramdas are suffering out. So, why are you put suffering there? Anyway, so Imam Hanifa Rahimahullah used to wear a ring. On the ring was written, Jirmuhu Swaghir wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of this tongue is very small. The crime it commits is very big. Imam Bukhari, you'll all know, Jalsa this week, Jalsa next week, Bukhari Sharif Khatam. Imam Bukhari, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail, it took him 16 years to write that book. But in his lifetime he says, one thing I'm sure,
Allah will never ask me, hey Muhammad bin Ismail, why you made ghibat and backbited of that person and that person? I never backbited and made ghibat of any person from the time I came to know it's not permissible. How many of us can say that? Hum jayenge brai mein sab ki barai, brai mein sab ki burai karenge. Haan? Brai mein jayenge aur sab ki burai karenge, apne siwa. So ye theek nahi hai, ye fuzool hai. Fuzool time hai, fuzool kharchi hai, aur kaun se mauke par, Ramadan ke mauke par. Ji. Oh, you mean Maghrib time? Ramadan time. In Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, the crowd is so big also. 3 million, 4 million people, Ramadan time, up and down, going, changing. Before, they used to have 1.5 hour. Now, the past 10, 15 years or so, they changed it. That now, azan to azan is 2 hours. Say, for example, like now we were there, 10 to 7 was azan, so now by Ramadan, we're 7, 5, 5, 7, 10. So Maghrib, Isha, Azan will go 9 o'clock like. You understood? So the Imam, this is something you also, I myself, when I'm in South Africa, then I call the Imams where I read Salat, you know. And especially like, you know, nowadays is winter, so it's also okay. But like summer, when the people, you know, you sleep only 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Now the Imam start with Zariyati, for example. Bishara, you can see the people are going like this also in Fajr. So I told him, I said, see, man amma minkum fal yukhaffif salat. When you're the imam, you must take the people also in consideration. So my advice always to imams, Fajr time also, especially Ramadan, you don't have to read so long surahs. You can read this amount, Fatarat, Wasamai, Dhatil Buruj, all these kind of surahs. Similarly, Maghrib time, read from Alam Tara downwards and all these kind of things. It's Sunnat Kirat also. But you see, the thing, Baji, is what? Ramadan time, the crowd is big. And Imam also had the Halim and the dates and all that. So now he wants to tune it up even more. And then is another thing also, I'm not passing judgment, but it's very bad this what's happening nowadays. Allah may give hazard. You see this lecture I'm giving. Yeah, there's 200, 300, Allah alone know how many people. The woman, they're listening more than the men. So the imam, they tune it up so much that the woman also must. This imam is a champion. So you must remember. So sometimes that things are dangerous, you know. So anyway, the imams must take the people into consideration. That's the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ji, come last 5, 6 questions. Quick, you youngsters. No questions, you youngsters? Ji. The hadith is clear on both. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ida kabbara fakabbiru." When an imam says Allahu Akbar, then you say Allahu Akbar. "Ida raka'a farka'u." When an imam goes to ruku, you make ruku. "Ida sajada fasjudu." So the ending of the hadith you find in Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi. "Wa ida sallama fasallimu." So the meaning is, our Hanafi ulama and that, they say, he made salam, so as long as you made the salam after the imam, it's fine. In the Arab ulama, they say, no, wa ida sallama, both ways. Then the people make them. So both is acceptable. Now you can turn the argument the other way around. That in Makkah, Medina, the janaza salat, the imam, he makes salam one time. So the South Africans, you see, this imam is a character. He forgot the second imam. He's a second salam. I said, no, he's not the character. He's humbly mazhab. You understand? You see, no, the imam forgot it. You understood? So that is their school, like that. Ji. Yeah, you see. That's why I want you to ask questions, because everybody can benefit. See, everything in Salat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli, read your Salat as I perform Salat. Then hadith in Tirmidhi, umirtu an asjuda ala sabati a'adha. I have been commanded to make sajda on 7 limbs. So when we go into sajda, my palms, my hands will be down, my knees will be down,
My feet will be down, my forehead and nose, this is one, so that must be firmly on the ground. The feet, this is my feet for example, all 10 toes must be facing the Qibla. Not this way and this way and all this. And it must be firmly entrenched on the ground. No music business. We're playing one up, one down and all this kind of thing. And if you keep up the feet, right, both feet above the ground, and for the duration of the whole 3, subhanallah, and then your salat will break. So therefore, you need to be very careful, you youngsters, that when you make imamat, then you keep your feet down, and the toes, sajda time, is facing the Qibla. You understood? Oh, Hafizab, I'm seeing you now, mashallah. Hafizab, we studied together. Now, you see, Imam Shafi rahimahullah, he solved this problem. Some ahadith, they tell us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made till the ears, some like this. So easy is like this. When you don't, your fingers or thumb don't have to touch the ears. So you raise your hand like this, your palm, everything face Qibla. The fingertips will be in line with the top of your ear. The thumb will be in line with the bottom of the ear. And Allahu Akbar, and that is all. Now you see in the Arab countries, the brother was speaking, hey, may Allah, just playing one game like, so that's wrong. That is making istighfaf, is taking, considering the sunnah very light. That's not right. See, come youngsters. ہم پہلے جو ہے وہ دوسرے سوال وہ آسان سا اگر کسی نے سجدہ تلاوت کی آیت ریڈیو پر ٹیپ پر سی ڈی پر سنا تو اجماعاً سجدہ نہیں ہے اس پر سمجھ گئے سننے والے پر سجدہ نہیں ہے چونکہ وہ لائیو نہیں ہے ریکارڈنگ ہے ناؤ دا سیکنڈ کوشچن از امپورٹنٹ دا فرسٹ کوشچن آج سب آج دے از امپورٹنٹ دا ادر ڈے آلسو سمبڈی آسک می Say, for example, you are the imam. And now, you know, when you imam, you have a lot of concentration, you know. In Durban it happened. You know, Allah give maghfirat and jannat also to the imam, mashallah. Imam at Zohar time, he came on the imam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Loudly. 40-50 years, how many years ago? So people were silent. Another muazzin from Malawi, the Malawi, they don't stop. They just, so from the back he shouted, Tula, 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 Tula. You, Babi, no, Alhamdulillah, loudly, and all this thing. So you can't make Tula, Tula, you say Subhanallah and all that. So anyway, there is a lot of concentration involved. So the Sajda Tilawat Ayat came, he passed it everything. Oh, he got Mutashabihat, he went away. So first thing, sabse pehle, wo jo sami hai, isko ishara karna chahiye, Allahu Akbar ke kuch, taki isko yaad ho. So anyway, the person at the back who is supposed to rectify, he should make some, say Allahu Akbar or something, then the person will know it is a sajda. But let's say nothing happens. So in a case like that, first masla we should know, what is the verdict regarding sajda tilawat? According to Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambali's, is Sunnah. So if you don't do it, your Salat is totally valid anytime. We're not saying you mustn't do it now, we're just explaining to you. Hanafis only say is Wajib. Hanafis say upon the reader and the listener, both is Wajib. But in Salat, if you missed it, then finish. Namaz also is done, and no Sajda is so also. Namaz bhi ho gayi, aur Sajda so ki bhi zarurat nahi. Samajh gaye? نہیں مطلب یہ کہ اگر اس نے تلاوت کی دوسری آیت کی جہاں پر سجدہ تلاوت ہو تو اس آیت کی سجدہ تلاوت کرنا چاہیے اس نے تلاوت تو کر لی تو یہ میں عرض کر رہا ہوں اگر تلاوت کر لی تو پھر جو ہے سجدہ کرنا چاہیے لیکن اگر سجدہ نہیں کی اور کسی نے اصلاح نہیں کی تو نماز ہو جاتی ہے Excellent question. See, I didn't think about that. I just told you now, little youngster. MashaAllah, many of our daughters, nieces, my nieces also, some of them, MashaAllah, the Hafizah and all of them, many of you also, MashaAllah. Very good it is. See, in Abu Dawood, there are many ulama, so in Abu Dawood, there is a whole chapter called Babu Imamati Nisa. There's a Tarjamatul Bab, your heading. The hadith of Umme Waraka is mentioned there. What is... Before I discuss this masala, let me go back to the one other masala also. I am not encouraging this. I am not suggesting you must do it. But these are academic discussions you should know. South Africa is no more all only Hanafi in Durban and Joburg and Cape Town Shafi. Today is all potpourri business, you understand? Or kachumar business here. You've got everybody here now. So if you open Bukhari, you open what time of Malik, all of them, you will find Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and them were the back. Zakwan was in front. He used to make imamat. Waya ummuhum in a mushaf. He used to look inside the Quran and read. So if you ask the Shafi'is, you ask the Malikis, you ask the Hanbalis, if the imam, he looks inside the Quran and make Taraweeh, and then the salat is done. It's we Hanafi, salat is not done. Your salat is not done and the people's salat is not done. So Hanafis don't allow it. Therefore, mashallah, in Hanafis, you've got so many Hafizas also. They say, no, we can look inside, so we make shortcut, you see. So remember these things here. Now we come to this masla. So Umme Waraka radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, you come to my house, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you may show me that so I can make imamat for the nisa, for the woman. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and they chose a spot and everything. Nabi alayhi salatu said, okay, you make imamat here. So this is the question now. The question came, I have to answer it. Imamatun nisa. MashaAllah, your daughter is a hafizah, does that. Can she make imamat? We're not saying now, yeah, opposite here, yeah, one Baji, his daughter is hafizah. Now the whole Ispingo Beach and the whole, all this, Clarewood must come here. No. The woman in that house and all that, can they be following her and not? So the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, all of them, they allow. Hanafis say is makruh tahrimi. Hanafis don't allow it. Remember that. Some Hanafi ulama, they made makruh tanzeer. But if you see fatwa, is makruh tahrimi. So we don't encourage this at all. I'll be very honest. What I tell the girl, the lady, we tell her, see, we know you love Quran. That's why you became Hafizah. So much effort. More effort than us. They had Napaki and a lot of stories. So what you must do is this. That either you read and you put your CD there, tape recorder in those days or whatever, you know. And then you make mistake. Then that portion you just listen to it. And then you rectify it. So that is how you make your Taraweeh and this type of things. Or if you make one, two women behind you and all this kind of thing, no tada'i and calling other people and that, then some Hanafi ulama, they give permission. Shafi'is, Hanbalis, they give permission. But Hanafis, no permission. So some places, Durban, Johannesburg, Pretoria, the women are going and they got the woman imam and there's 50 women and 100 women and now night time they're prowling the streets and all that. That definitely is not permissible. Let me tell you that. That definitely is not permissible. There's a big jowl party going on there. You understood? So you must remember this time. That is not permissible. That, first of all, there's so many conditions and nobody fulfills that condition down there. In 1437, the year we are in now, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh, he is the Grand Mufti of... Oh, Yolanda, you never heard the question, I think. The question is this, now in the Haramain Sharifain, that the Azan, tomorrow's first Azan, will go at, say, quarter to 12, day time, around there. And the second Azan will go around quarter past 12, day time, our time, quarter past 11. So, this year, 1437... Muharram, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh, the Grand Mufti, Sheikh Sudais, he's the Ra'is al-Haramain. They make some mashura, does that. They say we must do like this. So the first Azan is given before the Zuhur time enters, before the Jummah time enters. This is not permissible according to the Malikis, is not permissible according to the Hanafis, is not permissible according to the Shafi'is, is only permissible according to the Hanbalis. Understood? Their reasoning is that the shopkeepers, they must close their shop when they hear the first adhan. So the shops are all closed, so all the people come early to the masjid and all that. But the problem it creates, now you and me, I had to tell my group, I said, you all don't start reading sunnahs. So you can read nafil, all that is fine. So now the question arises, tomorrow you are in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. 11:45, their time, first azan go. But the time for Jummah only will start 12:15. So when you going to read your sunnahs? So we tell them, read your sunnah after the first salat. Some Hanafi ulama say, read your sunnah while that azan is going on. You know the second azan. So, but all this, so many ulama wrote them letters and they say, no, you're going to carry on like this. So now, it's only Hanbali mazhab allows that. So, and they only started it this year, 1437. Understand? Ji, so you mustn't read your sunnahs before that. Ji. Whilst the adhan is going on, best. إِذَا أَذَّنَ الْمُؤَذِّينَ فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤَذِّينَ ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّا. Whilst the adhan is going on, reply the adhan, and when the adhan is finished, then you read Durood Sharif. That is the best. But now if you're reading Quran Sharif, the Ustad is teaching, or there's some, you know, Mashura or whatever, and people continue, we'll say fatwa is jaiz. But taqwa, better, they shouldn't do that. Understood? No. They should stop. Ji. Ji. It's wrong. I told you what happened just now. From 8 they brought it to 4. Understand? Who can? I said it's quite common in the dark area. Everywhere is common. Now, see brother, I don't know if you know Arab countries and that. Now see, what has happened? Once they started allowing 8 rakats, the people who wanted to become hafiz, the amount also started decreasing. First thing that happened, you must remember, in ours we have 20 rakats. Makkah, Madinah till today they got 20 rakats, right? So they said 8 rakats. I've been many to Ramadan time also I was there. These youngsters, they just finish it up 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I was in Riyadh, and then Riyadh with all these students. We had to go to some conference or something. 15 minutes, they throw us out of the masjid, finish. They're pulling hookah after that. No, understood? And this type of thing. So, you ask them, brother, how many of you are hafiz? I said, no, we don't. When we 20 rakats, we got 5 imams. We got 4 imams. We got. You follow what I'm trying to say? So when you're going to have 20, even the people will want to become hafiz. When you bring all this chakkar, 8 rakats, 4 rakats, people say no need for hafiz also. So you already remove the people from the Iran. I've been to Iran. Iran, I don't make the statement, and I don't agree with the statement, that they say they don't have hafiz. They have hafiz. But the government knew it was a shame for them, a disgrace for them, that they could never compete with the Sunnis. Not now, in Rouhani's time, before his time, Ahmadi Najat's time. Ahmadi Najat did some good ideas also. So he said, we must meet a lot of people, hafiz. So he said, how? So they announced, they go on TV, radio, this, that. Anybody become hafiz, we give you MA degree. Thousands of people become hafiz. Straight MA finish, now go to PhD. The intention is all wrong. But for them, they can use it as propaganda now. See in Iran, how many people hafiz? You follow what I'm saying? So remember this, no. See brothers, I want to show you a principle. If you understand this principle, you will go very far, inshallah. Any masla. If we have the 4 schools, the Shafi'i, the Hanafi, the Maliki, the Hanbali, and they agree on that, there's ittifaq, there's unanimity consensus. I just give you. All 4 imams say, 3 talaq is 3. No 3 is 1, no trinity business. These Salafi characters and that, they say 3 is 1.
So they cause a lot of problems like that. Right? These socks you wearing, I think, and I'm wearing like this. All four schools say you can't make masa on this. They just make masa like this, finish and clap. So we can't make masa. Each one of the four schools say 20 rakats or more. No one say less. So once the four schools have agreed, then to come, it can be who? Grand Mufti or Qazi or Sheikhul Islam or whoever. We will never accept it. You understood? Because that's how you're going to change the deen. You understood, brother? And all of you should understand this. Once you have consensus on any issue of the four schools, then no government, no Qazi, no Sheikh, no Grand Mufti, no one can change it. Then it's just the opinion, which means nothing in Islam. You got? وہ تو اس وقت ان کو پوچھنا چاہیے تھا جب انہوں نے کام شروع کیا. یہ نہیں کہ کام شروع پہلے کرو پھر جو ہے جا کر, یہ تو غلط ہے نا. اور جو یہ مسلمان یہ کرتے, یہ ہیلا ہے, ہیلا سمجھتے, ایک بہانہ استعمال کرتے ہیں. جی عزیز صاحب, see brothers, just now I did Q&A from the room there for Cape Town Radio, 6 to 7 o'clock. So anyway, same question came. We must understand the importance of Salat. There's no excuse, brothers. We must read Salat. I mean, we were on a plane now. Fajr time entered. My wife went, we both read Salat standing. After that, I see, I don't know how many people went, that AOS, that ladies got soaked, mad and all of them. That, because everybody started reading Salat. So whether we're on the plane, whether in the submarine, whether in the ship, or train, bus, we must read Salat on time. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil husta. Read, guard your Salat. And especially the Madal Salat. So which is the Madal Salat? The hadith teaches us, majority Bukhari hadith, all of them, is Asr Salat. So that is the time everybody is busy. People are in the shop, the traffic, and us, and a lot of things. Now the sun is going down. Our women, especially in winter, they in Durban is so early. 10 past 5, 5:15 is your Maghrib. Now you ask them, you say, no, to tayari karush Ramadan, no, making par. You understand? They're making par and all this, for samosas and all this kind of thing. Now 4:15, 10:05, 5:05, they go read Asr. Tilka salatul munafiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that is munafiq salat. Fanakara arba'an. Like how the chicken, the fowl, it pecks the earth. Quick, quick, now they will read Asr. So remember that you can lose your iman if every day you start missing salat and all this type of, it's a serious issue. Man fatathu salatul asri faka'annama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Your asr salat is gone. It's like you come home, somebody came to your house and slaughtered your whole family and took all your assets and is gone. That is what Nabi alayhi salam said. Said, no, I like Hanafi time asr because you can make late. So I finish my shop, I count my uplang money, everything. Then I come to the masjid, 4:05, 5:05, I read Asr. I tell my wife, honey, darling, you know, that I'm such a buzruk, I stay in the masjid from Asr to Maghrib. Asr to Maghrib, buy you only in the masjid 15 minutes. Tukano buzruk to you, bushruk to you. Understand? Huh? So, all up, you see, we change everything to suit our desires. So brother, this is not right. We must remember this thing there. And we do it deliberately. That's what makes it very dangerous. So the Hanafi maslah is this. Other ulama also say, if you are sure the disk of the sun is now still before sunset and is about to set, so start your Asr Salat. And you will end your Salat In sunset or after sunset, your salat will still be considered ada, but makruh as well, and sinful also as well. And to make it a habit, it's very serious, the person become munafik and all that. Understood? It's munafik. No, you should start. As long as it hasn't set as yet. Oh, chakkar yehi hai in lands, now we can't take name and all that. I'm not there, first of all. But the people, no friends, will come and talk. You don't ask them, they'll just say. Say, man, this mulvi sahab, we take too long, man. That mulvi, they is sharp, man. Oh, stood. Allahu Akbar, and then he just reads, and ya lamun ta lamun, and Allahu Akbar. So the people also are like that. The Mawlana also, he plays to the tune of the people. So you see, brothers, if you want, then this Quran becomes a joke, Allah forbid. So we should understand that that is not the sin. We have to, I love Quran. That is what we need to do. See, I conclude with this. We all are in Africa. We in South Africa. Now we take you to Habasha, to Ethiopia. The beginning, all you Hufaz, all you Hufaz who want to press your accelerator in Tarawih. I know we also, me, Hafiz Yusuf Lambat, when we all becoming Hafiz. So we all, that there wasn't all the cell phone and that. So Hafiz Sahib is going to read 2 rakat, I'm going to read 2 rakat, another one is going to read 2 rakat. So everybody will say, I must check my time. You see. How long will it take Yusuf? He said, I'll take 4 minutes. I said, no, I'll fix you up, I'll take 3 minutes. Another guy will say, I'll take 5 minutes. So we got our own competition going, leave the people. So that's wrong, obviously. So we take you from South Africa to Ethiopia. I give you 2 incidents of Africa. Think of it, 1 man, 1 woman, and then we conclude. So, mashallah, we're going for 25 past 9, up past 9, we must finish now. So tomorrow Jummah we got here, then tomorrow night I'm Zinto, then Saturday for Chepstone and all, inshallah. So anyway, now the Sahaba, they were in exile. They left Makkah Mukarramah. They landed up here in Ethiopia. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's brother is Ja'far radiallahu anhu. Ja'far al-Tayyar. His body they buried there in Muta in Jordan. Najashi, he was very just. So the Quraysh came. They say these are people, they are slaves, they ran away, this, that. Najashi didn't buy their story. He said, let's see what they got to say. So he called them. So Ja'far radiallahu anhu was brought also. He said, read something. What is the message you all are giving us? He read Surah Maryam. He read Surah Maryam. He started reading. Najashi and his people, some of them, they knew some Arabic. They just started reading. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. When they heard what was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their tears were coming down first, and then they embraced Iman. Quran is telling you. Today we are Hafiz, and the tear never comes out. You got it, my brothers? So let's follow the African example. My mothers, my sisters, tell this story, not story, tell this incident to your maids. Tell it to your neighbors. Our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habib Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, foster mother for one of them was Baraka, African lady. Her kunya agnuman umme Ayman, African lady, she breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now go to Sahih Muslim, this incident I'm quoting to you. The demise of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place. Now, all the Sahaba are very sad, grieving. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Shaykhain, the greatest people ever are to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya and messengers. They said, let's go to Umm Ayman. Because was it the murdi'ah, the foster mother of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She's weeping, sobbing so much, Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar started crying. So they told her, O Umma Ayman, is not Nabi alayhi salam gone to a better place? She said, 100%, I agree. Then why you cry so much? This, yeah, and this, yeah, jawab, qabil-e zar ke sar likhne qabil-e. She said, oh my mother, sisters, daughters, hafiza, learn the Arabic words. Inna al-wahya qadin qata'a. O Aba Bakrin, O Umar, radiyallahu anhuma, I don't cry only. The master, alayhi salam, passed away. I cry because wahi now has stopped forever. The African lady left that legacy. Their love for Quran. You see, brothers? So that's the lesson we must learn. So think about it before you press now full blast, like you understand. Read so fast, nobody can take out a mistake because even the person who's supposed to take out a mistake. And not only that, they make some jota. Me and Yusuf, me and Yusuf, we both hafiz now. I say, Yusuf, these chaps here, they know nothing as it is. You don't take out my mistake, I don't take out your mistake. We just press flat. I mean, what you worried now? You see, fixed up. So, now how he carries on like that? Astaghfirullah. When I went to America, the 2000 trip, that imam is reading the khutbah, looking inside. He read one khutbah and the amount of mistakes. So, I called him one side, I said, you know Arabic and that you read inside the kitab. He said, no, man, my eyes, they pain too much, therefore I make so many mistakes. I said, but this imam, I say, all the khutbahs I'll make. You don't have to make no khutbah and all those things there. See, because nobody knows what's going on. And I was saying, hey, yes, whatever, al-feelu, al-feelu, ma-adrakam al-feel, Allahu Akbar. You read whatever you want to, the people will accept. So that is jahalat in the ummah. Chalo, brothers, jazakallah khair. We had a marathon session. Oh, Haji Sabji. Wait, Haji Sabji. I just have to be honest, I can't hear the question. What did I say? People read Quran aloud in the masjid. They all have to make according to Hanafis also. You don't have to tell them, they're supposed to know, but if you know that most people don't know, then you should tell them. Like when I do tafsir on the radio, and 90% of the time, 80% is live, and I go through a sajda ayat, then I always mention. I say that, see, I read this ayat, those of you who are listening, you must make sajda and so. And many times, like tomorrow's tafsir will play, I recorded it today. So, say, there's no sajda ayat, but example, if there's sajda ayat, then I tell them, see, I read a sajda ayat, but you don't have to make the sajda because it's not live. It is it's pre-recorded. So it's better you inform them. Yeah.
Which is more virtuous, living in the masjid or anywhere besides the masjid?
Better in the masjid, but obviously, now you're a hafiz, now you know that if the masjid here, now I'm giving an example, in Masjid An-Nur, you'll get 2 rakats, 4 rakats or something. But if you go there in the garage or your house or whatever, or classroom, then you can make 10 rakats or 12 rakats. So it's fine, make tarawih there. But one condition, then make your isha in the masjid. Like myself, even when I'm in South Africa, then I go to the masjid, read my isha, then I go home, then my wife, one man, one vote business there. Yeah, very good. I'm supposed to mention that. That now this business of giving gifts to the honorable imams, 27 night, 29 night, they khatam. Now there's no more check, zamana. They don't give check now, you know. Now it's EFT and all that. Huh? Yeah? So all what we call EFF, and I, what, we don't understand this thing also. So anyway, that is permissible or not. If you made condition, then it's not permissible. You never asked, and they came and give you, then it's fine. But you mustn't have these two terms. You mustn't have what we call ishraf. Ishraf means you also must not expect it. You don't understand? So that also. Hadith in Bulughul Maram, beautiful Mishkat. One day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go, collect the zakat and all that. Amil, you know. He went. Then Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, okay, you take this. He said, no, I did for Allah's sake. Khudha ya Umar, wa anta ghayru sa'ilin wa ghayru mushrifin. Take it, O Umar. You didn't ask for it, nor did you expect it. Faburika lahu fi. Then Allah will give you barakat. But the Imam to the he said, Ya Allah, give me more barakah. We used to make Hajj, you know. There was one guide, Allah. So the guide that time, he make dua. So he said, Ya Allah, mere paanch bachche hai, aur do aur aane wale hai. Ya Allah, unke liye intizam bana de. And he make dua, our woman, they cry and cry. Why did he make dua? The money is rolling in. That's not right, like that. You understood? So don't make ishara also to the people that you know, when I finish here, you guys better shine up something also. So I didn't come here for nothing like you understood? See? That is what we say. Quran says, yu'minuna bil ghayb. We mustn't become yu'minuna bil jayb. You understood? Tala, jazakallah khair, brothers. Allah Ta'ala accept all of us. Make dua for us. Make dua for Sariya, especially brothers. Make dua for the Ummat. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله.